Jesus and Blessed Mother are here with their hearts exposed. Blessed Mother says, "Praise be to Jesus." Jesus says, "I am your Jesus, born incarnate. Once again I come to this blessed site to speak to all people and all nations. My words to you are perfection and righteousness, truth and the path of light. Listen with your hearts." The world's problems today are not economics, global warming, or overpopulation. The world has one problem, which, if corrected, will correct all other problems. This major and destructive problem is what is in hearts. Hearts today do not embrace love of God above all else and love of neighbor as self. This embrace of holy love is the solution the world seeks but cannot find. The heart of the world has embraced self-love, a false god, which is insidious in grabbing souls from the light of truth. There are those in the world who enthusiastically embrace forms of self-love, such as money, power, control, and the all-consuming love of reputation. There are still others who worship gods that promote violence, terrorism, and the extreme submission of women. Such gods do not exist. I appear here to lift the veil of deceit Satan has placed over the heart of the world. Yet even those who consider themselves my own, even those consecrated to my mother, oppose me here. Perhaps they have not searched for the truth. Perhaps they have not opened their hearts through jealousy or the pride of false discernment. I care for their souls. I desire every enemy of holy love be saved. I desire to correct every conscience. I desire humility of heart be sought after, for no one can accept correction outside of humility. Once again, I remind all of humanity that you are not in control of your destiny. The destiny of each individual and of all humanity is in the divine will of my Father, which is holy love. Accept the supremacy of holy love, my Father's will, over your heart in every present moment. It is only then that you will find peace. Constant turmoil is the result of challenging holy love. All that mankind seeks solutions for, disease, famine, war, terrorism, financial problems, all of these will remain unresolved so long as mankind battles God's will within his own heart. All of these problems are symptoms of the lack of holy love in hearts. It is through mankind's efforts to live in holy love in the present moment that God's will becomes benevolent towards the human condition, but it is always the divine will which bestows upon all of humanity the course of human events. Solemnly I tell you, if you hold opinions in your heart which are contrary to or oppose holy love, then you are in league with Satan. Today I offer you your reclamation. Return to the path of light and truth, the path of salvation and of God's holy and divine will, the path of holy love. I remind you that when I speak of holy love, I refer to the two great commandments of love, and this mission of holy love as well. My commandment to love one another as I have loved you spells out the way to live in holy love. Thus, I give you no alternate path to salvation. The light of truth illuminates all of heaven, for in heaven my victory is complete. How I long to illuminate all of earth and each heart as well with this light of truth, which is holy love. My brothers and sisters, this way of life I call you to, that is holy love in the present moment, can be the difference between life and death for some souls. Therefore, I urge you, when you return to your place of origin, do not be afraid to be the living message of holy love in your hearts, your lives, and in the world around you. Today we are extending to you the complete blessing of our united hearts.